You may remember when a local Connecticut man was given a $300 ticket in Westport for being on his phone. Well, he fought it and said that it wasn't a phone, it was his hash browns.
Remember, do I ever. Anna, this was when you were out. We spent about 3 days focused in on this case here. It was a big deal around here. National news.
Well, thanks to his attorney, John Thigerson, he won. And joining us this morning, it's Attorney Thigerson.
All right, John.
So when you got a phone call, Star 99.9 at CNN Raven, saying, I need you to defend me. I was eating a hash brown. I wasn't on my phone. What did you think?
Well, I certainly thought that needed further conversation at my office. So I invited the gentleman in to give him a prototypical free consultation. And I indicated to him also that the fine would only be $300. The cost of legal representation would be far in excess of that. I told him essentially that Lady Justice may be blind, but she certainly is not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And he indicated in no uncertain terms that he did not care about the cost, that he was not going to plead guilty to something he did not do, and he wasn't going to take the path of least resistance. So for him, it was a matter of principle, which right. I have to respect. He fought for the principle and ultimately prevailed.
All right. I mean, that's the crazy part. It's like, I probably just would have written the $300 and been like, jerk, I told you I was a hash brown. Did he bring hash browns to your first appointment?
He ate the hash brown. So oh, right. We didn't have the hash brown. And in the manner in which he could bring it, I would not want it. So,
right.
But he did indicate to me that he had the actual wrapper, and mm-hmm. he did bring the receipt with the timestamp, which was about 2 to 3 minutes prior to when the ticket was issued, which is consistent with his story that he had picked up a hash brown on his way to work, and he was pulled over probably 3/4 of a mile from the McDonald's where that hash brown was purchased.
Those hash browns look like phones.
Of course, well, I mean, size-wise,
yeah.
Right? So it's what I call, Anna, the shaggy defense. The shaggy defense, John, if you're not aware, is wasn't me. Wasn't me is the shaggy defense, right? She walks in, she finds him with the freak on the bathroom floor. Wasn't me, all right? And by the end of the song, she's forgiven him because wasn't him.
Attorney Thigerson joining us. He represented a man who fought a ticket in Westport saying that he was on his cell phone. He claims it was a hash brown he was eating.
How often would that work going to court? Because everybody tells you, oh, well, if the officer doesn't show up, right, that's obviously working in your favor. How often would a straight denial work? His word versus your word.
The reality is that officers rarely, if ever, do not show up to court. They get paid to appear in court, and if they're not scheduled to be on duty for the court hearing, they get paid overtime. So they have a financial incentive to show up in court. It's not like the stories you hear in Manhattan where a lot of times cops won't show up because they're too busy. My experience is Connecticut police officers routinely respond to subpoenas issued to appear, whether it be an infraction trial or a regular misdemeanor or felony trial. Whether or not the I didn't do it defense works depends upon the particular facts and circumstances of each case. I have tried a few of these cases, none of which have obviously received the national attention that this case has, where I prevailed because there's language in the statute that says you can rebut the officer's presumption that you were on the phone. It's an obligation of the defendant to assert a defense that he wasn't on the phone. Now, oftentimes, people will come in with phone records, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they weren't texting or looking on the phone.
Or playing Candy Crush.
But in this particular case, the allegation was he saw my client holding a cell phone and his lips were moving and he was talking on the phone.
And that's when you blew up the theory.
We'll find out how he ended up winning the case next right here on Star 99.9. A man got a ticket for having his cell phone in Westport. Well, it made national news because he fought it, saying it wasn't a cell phone, it was a hash brown.
Delicious.
His attorney, John P. Thigerson, joining us this morning on Star 99.9 at CNN Raven. How did you approach the case? Would you ultimately won?
When you get an infraction like this, whether it be a speeding ticket or a cell phone, you have a right to what's known as a magistrate trial, which is an attorney appointed to act as a judge. The rules of evidence don't apply. There's no court reporter. My client availed himself on his own in front of a magistrate and lost. You then have to file a written motion within 5 days requesting a trial in front of a real judge, where the rules of evidence apply and it's an actual judge of the superior court.
Do-over. I love that. Reset
button. It's a mulligan. There was a number of factors which I think played into the judge's decision.
One of which, I guess, was how long the police officer had been working.
He was just completing the last hour of a straight double shift. So rather than finishing 8 hours on the job, he was finishing 15 hours straight on the job.
Mm.
We established that where he claimed he was did not provide such a pristine line of sight that he tried to describe in court, and we established that through photographic evidence by pointing out where he was and there were trees in the way.
I like that, Anna. I like, you know, the thing that I like more than the evidence is the laser pointers. But you didn't need them for this one. You didn't need
them. No, we didn't. The other thing was he testified that he only had 2 to 3 seconds to observe my client. We established that a vehicle traveling at 35 miles an hour covers at least 51 feet per second. So he only had 2 to 3 seconds for his eyes to interpret the data, his brain to draw a conclusion, and for them to say, hey, I think this guy's eating a hash brown. Through cross-examination, I was able to establish that my client was not driving erratically. He was not operating his vehicle in an unsafe fashion. We further established that there was no need for my client to be on the phone because his car was Bluetooth enabled.
Right, doofuses.
Well, mine is also connected to my car, and half the time it doesn't work. But that's another story for another day.
I mean, he could have been singing. He could have been singing his
into
favorite
the hash
song,
brown.
John.
He could have been singing into that. But the he also offered to show the officer his cell phone and say, hey, look, here's my call history. And once the police officer had made a decision to pull him over, once he decided that my client had committed an offense, my client wasn't going to talk himself out of it. I should also indicate as an aside that this was talked about but never really brought out at trial. April of last year, as April of this year, was Cell Phone Awareness Month. Westport Police Department, as well as other local municipal jurisdictions, received federal funding for payment of overtime for the police officers for cell phone interdiction.
Mm-hmm.
And so while I did not suggest anything nefarious was going on,
I simply reminded them.
And I've known the arresting officer for a long time. He's quite a nice guy, and I've dealt with him in the past. He's a straight shooter, but he's a human being like all of us, and he just made a mistake. A mistake because he was tired, a mistake because he had a limited opportunity to see my client, and once he made a decision in his head, you're not going to talk yourself out of an arrest.
Attorney Ferguson.
I love his closing remarks here.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
His closing remarks are strong here, Anna. Where was he the last time you got your ticket?
Has there anything ever been stranger than the hash brown?
Yes. Probably one of the funniest cases I've ever had to represent. It was early in my career. A couple had planned to get married in Norwalk, booked the reception hall, and they were going to get it catered by Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Nice.
Next to the church reception hall was a basketball court where there was a basketball league taking place.
Oh, no, they delivered it there.
The delivery shows up, and they go to the organizer of the basketball tournament. Did you guys order the Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Right. The answer is always yes.
The guy says yes.
Yep.
Everybody starts chowing down on boneless and the extra crispy. The client and his wife and all of their guests show up only to find out that their food had been consumed by all of the basketball players.
So who are they suing? KFC?
We sued KFC. Actually, this is how old the case is. They got a free trip to Chicago to be on the Jenny Jones show.
Nice.
Where she like had a show trade. Where it was entitled Give Us Your Wedding Nightmare Experiences. So they not only got the money from KFC, but they got a free all-expense-paid trip to Chicago on Jenny Jones.
I love it.
Sounds like a thorough and spirited defense. No wonder it worked, Anna.
Attorney John P. Thigerson joining us. Where do people go to find you?
JPTESQ.com.
All right. Well, thanks, John, for coming today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.